Hey guys, Todd Duncan coming at you with one of our many mastery moments, and we are super excited about our partnerships and friendships that we have in the industry. And one of the longest running friendships I have is with Mike Golitz. He is the CEO and founder of Jungo, and Mike has been a steadfast sales mastery attendee. Jungo has been there from the very start that he and I met each other. And so Mike, I want to welcome you to our mastery moment.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here. It's great to see you.
Man, we go way, way back, and you go back further in technology than our actual friendship does. You've been in the technology business and building tech companies for 21, 22 years or so. What's, in terms of the loan business and mortgage professionals and all that you're seeing, what is kind of the key, as you see it from a technology standpoint, for the mortgage industry going further and farther in 2020 and beyond?
Yeah, it's great to see what's happening. I mean, I almost feel like finally, our industry's decided to take technology and the things that you can do with apps in the cloud and mobile very seriously. And I think we'd have to give a ton of credit to the advent of technologies like Optimal Blue and probably more importantly what Rocket Mortgage has brought to the equation. I think it accelerated the need for what has to happen at the consumer level in a way that I think compliance issues sort of teetered around it 5 years ago, trying to push enterprise towards thinking about, enterprise level tech. But I think Rocket Mortgage really put everybody back on their heels, improving the consumer facing experience in such a way that now you're seeing the companies like Blend get into the space and offer a white labeled version or a standalone version for your company to be able to try to be competitive with the Rocket Mortgage. Navy Federal Credit Union, uses Blend, and you can basically do almost the entire loan process before you even need to talk to a loan officer, and they can just work on the documentation and what you filled out. So I think that consumer facing experience where it doesn't feel like a chore, it doesn't feel like you're going to get root canal or that you're being punished to do a loan has completely changed the way that the orientation towards what can be the best overall experience is what each lender and loan officer wants to provide to their borrowers. And I think that's the era that we now find ourselves in. What's that best case scenario so the consumer will do that home purchase, they'll enjoy that experience, they'll keep coming back to that loan officer if they did enjoy that experience, and bring those referrals with them. And yeah. I think that changes the nature of the game in a way that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, it's good commentary. And, one of the things that we're studying is the use, you use Blend as an enterprise, but just the whole idea of blending technology and trust and touch. And I think that the front end process is going to get more and more streamlined, as we're already seeing, right? And we're going to have less labor drag on pipelines, and you're going to have more optimization of document aggregation and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, that's just an efficiency. It doesn't necessarily replace the knowledge piece and relationship piece. It kind of comes alongside that. So with all this new technology available, what are you seeing loan originators and managers, large companies, small companies, what are you seeing them in terms of acclimation and adoption of, and what are maybe some of the hurdles you see with some of the adoption of technology?
Well, I think that the challenge for the lenders and the loan officers to think that they need to have everything figured out before they start using tech. And I think that one of the most important things they can do is really try to identify in basic terms, if you don't know what tech you need or you don't know what the tech completely can do and you don't want to wait to do a two-year evaluation on what the best path is, at least understand clearly what your document management flow should be. So if you're using a product and pricing engine, an LOS, a CRM, a digital marketing platform, you're using all these different technologies, really being able to define how the marketing, generating the lead qualification process, some of those end up in a loan application, through the loan application process to completion or not completion, and then the follow-up marketing to a client or to someone who couldn't become a client. If the lender can define that data flow on a whiteboard or with the team, and then be able to identify how they want that technology to manage that data flow. It makes it a lot easier for them to understand the moving parts. Is the data flow one way or two way? And, you know, how do they want their loan officers and branch managers and regional managers to effectively be able to use all those technologies? What's going to be their go-to? And the single most important thing that I think the industry needs to do is, if you're going to spend the money and time to have a technology in place, then put a policy and procedure behind it that says, this is the tech that we've chosen, this is the tech we're going to use. Because if you make it optional, you're always going to have adoption problems, and adoption is going to be the key component of whether or not you get a defined return on investment for the technology that you bring in-house. So just don't buy something you're not going to make people use.
And so I think your message is you got to start, right? And you got to look at two things. I think that whatever technology you have, you just make a huge point that you got to use it, right? Yep. And talking about how many LOs today and really how many companies don't have that kind of flow figured out yet. I was recently doing an event with probably 80 mortgage professionals. It was our 4-day event. It was white labeled for one of our clients. And it was amazing to me to see how illegitimate the concept of follow-up is. You make a point on, you know, what does that flow look like from lead to, you know, to lead capture to, you know, application to all of that. And then the ones that don't qualify or can't do something right now, or maybe you reached them soon enough where they're not going to be doing something for a month or two or three. Blew my mind how few people actually have a legitimized follow-up program. I know that you guys in Jungo are really big on follow-up and campaigns and so on and so forth. And, you know, what do you guys see as like the best practices of both lead and referral kind of aggregation, maturation, and ultimately conversion when you start to think about, you know, start to finish kind of equation?
Well, I think that if we're defining milestones, every sales process, whether you're selling software like I do, or you're, you know, selling coaching programs and nationally recognized events, we all have a sales process and we have milestones. So for the loan officer, the first major milestone may be the inquiry from the website or from a referral partner. And then the next major milestone may be just getting them on the phone, getting them to do something. So as long as they've identified the major milestones in their sales process, it gives them these bookmarks to work towards. And all the technology is really supposed to do is it's supposed to do the jobs that don't require a human. So if you look at your entire process and go, yeah, a machine could do this for me, a computer could do this for me, a tech could do this for me, but it's really better if I do it, then you've really started to touch on why we've always got job security in the fintech space. Because no matter how high tech we get, there still needs to be a loan officer there to handle those complex situations. The robot doesn't answer it as well. I mean, you and I have received those emails. We've received those communications. We know when it's automated. And in some cases, you're going, this is appropriate, it's automated, it's no big deal. But how much do we appreciate when we talk to the loan officer? I mean, when I talk to Jeremy Forsey, my loan officer for, you know, 22 years or however long it's been, and he's done 7 or 8 mortgages for me, you know, the Rocket Mortgages of the world, all due respect, I've already given them a lot of respect. I appreciate what they're doing, but I would never leave a Jeremy Forsey to go deal with somebody in a call center because I know what I need to get my loan done. And as simple as they may make the process, there's an assurance level, there's an expert level, there's a confidence that I have in my mortgage professional that says, you can't machine learn what this guy knows. There's no way to data entry or solve the kind of things he comes up with working with the underwriters and figuring out ways when the IRS delays those tax returns arriving on the time for us to buy the house, and Jeremy goes to bat and does his magic. So when we're talking about the kind of loan officers you deal with and the kind of loan officers that we typically deal with here at Jungo, I believe the technology is only going to provide a path for them to do more of what they do well, because the face-to-face, belly-to-belly interactions is the magic and the knowledge they bring. So the knowledge base they have can never be duplicated with technology.
You know, I think back to 3.5 years ago, I got kind of the call that nobody ever wants to get, you know, that I had had cancer, and I ended up having a prostate surgery. It was radical prostatectomy, right? And the guy that was my doctor was one of the champions when he was a teenager of the video game kind of competition around the world. And it was amazing that there was four doctors involved in the surgery, and all technology did was radically assist how they did what they needed to do. They still needed to have the knowledge. They still needed to understand the organs. They still needed to understand the nerves and the nerve bundles and things like that. And yet the technology made my recovery so much better, and to be cancer free for almost 4 years now and to have no side effects. I mean, I would not have for a moment. In fact, I left the doctor and did not allow him to do anything because he did it the old fashioned way. And I just figured, you know, technology assist is what we're looking for in this business, right? There's no replacement of the knowledge base that a Jeremy has or any advanced originator has. And yet for the brand new originator, there's nothing more important than to get skilled as fast as you can on knowledge and disclosures and guidelines and all that stuff, because technology is not going to replace what we are going to do. It's going to assist how we do it. And I think that's what makes companies like yours really so special to pay attention to. So I agree 100%. Yeah. So what do you, what sets you guys apart from other technology solutions in the industry from your vantage point? What makes you most proud as a founder of Jungo as you watch your clients thrive?
Well, I think, you know, whether or not this serves the long-term goal or not, but you know, when Juliana and I, my business partner, decided to build this, we didn't think about this as a 3 to 5 year plan and see you later, like a lot of you know, the technology companies you see rushing into our space from the outside. They got an A round, they're going on a B round, and they're doing that Silicon Valley thing. You know, I don't even know if those companies ask the questions about what it would be like to be around in 20 years, because they know they're not going to be. They're just going to sell this thing before it, you know, becomes obsolete. We never really went down that path. We always thought of Jungo as a business that would be here for, you know, a very long term. And so we when we're doing our meetings and when we're doing our strategic planning, we think, you know, 10, 20, 50 years out. That's you know, when you're looking at technology and you're considering what's hot today and you have a long-term plan like that, you know, you take a different viewpoint than how you can capitalize on something that's happening today to try to generate some business today. You know, what's the long-term impact? So between our vision and how we deploy business, and then I mean, we are technology snobs. We deploy on Salesforce, not the cheapest platform in the world, guys. I mean, there's a lot of cheaper ways to do it, but you know, 13 years after we partner with a company like that, and they got 5,000 applications you can plug into Jungo, and I didn't even have a relationship with any of these companies. And the fact that I can deploy an integration in partnership with Ellie Mae and you know, Optimal Blue and Blend coming up in the future, and I mean, you name it, we can tie into it because we have a platform that doesn't break. It makes us, in retrospect, look really smart, but you were around back when, you know, it was still. Are you sure you want to choose the most expensive platform on the planet, Mike, to do this? Because you're more expensive than other solutions. And, you know, we look smart today because we're able to compete on a level with companies that are raising tremendous amounts of capital to try to figure out what they're going to do when they grow up. But the reality is the platform and the vision is what differentiate ourselves. And I think that's why you find that of the 5,000, 5,200 or so loan officers that we work with in the United States and Canada, a large portion of them tend to be top producers in their organizations. And they're the kind of loan officers that go and are constantly reattending sales mastery to get those nuggets and see what other top producers are doing on, you know, from the stage, from that breakout session. And, you know, we don't lose a lot of clients. So, you know, that is, if you take in consideration, like most of our loan officers, we built our business, and maybe like you, on mostly referrals. You know, we don't do a lot of marketing. When we come to your event, but we don't do a lot of traditional marketing like you see the other players doing. So it's word of mouth. It's people saying, have you used Jungo, or being at your event, Todd, and saying, you need to come over to this booth and meet, you know, the team at Jungo. That's who I use for my database.
Yeah. It's been awesome to watch you guys thrive, and we're excited that you're back at Mastery this year. And you guys have a good reputation. Your clients and users are fitting right into our theme this year, which is Fit Fast Forward. So good chatting with you. We'll see you in October at Sales Mastermind.
Thanks, Todd. Always a pleasure.